Staying on the subject of provision of information but changing standards, IS 7, agenda paper 7. And Nicolette, are you
here? Thank you, Seth. We will now move on to agenda paper 7. This paper analyses comments on the committee's tentative agenda decision about the disclosure requirements in paragraphs 44A to 44E of IS 7. The committee received 9 comment letters. 7 respondents agreed with the committee's decision for the reasons outlined in the tentative agenda decision. One of these respondents made some suggestions on the wording of the tentative agenda decision, and 2 other respondents disagreed with the committee's decision. Paragraphs 9 to 19 discuss respondents' comments together with our analysis and recommendation. Based on our analysis, we recommend, firstly, finalizing the agenda decision with the changes noted in paragraphs 14 and 18 of the paper, and secondly, including a reference to the article, Changes in Financing Liabilities, What Does Good Disclosure Look Like, in the section of IFRIC Update that accompanies but does not form part of the agenda decision. I will now ask whether you agree with the recommendation to finalise the agenda decision set out in Appendix A of the paper.
Any comments?
I'm still not fully convinced that this agenda decision would change the practice by preparers, resulting in a better information to provide users with. I would rather support the ASBJ proposal to add this to standard setting agenda to change the practice more effectively. Having said that, I recognize I'm a minority here, and I have found Nick's essay on this is insightful and useful, not only to users but also preparers. I think it is a good idea to include in the reference to it in the upcoming IFRIC update. While I'm not supporting staff's analysis and recommendation, I would like to appreciate the staff for responding sincerely to very first submission from the financial statement users. Thank you very much indeed.
Bonnie.
So I agree with the staff's conclusion as well as the edits to the tentative agenda decision. I don't think we should refer to next paper in the agenda decision. I think it's educational.
Actually, it's out of the agenda decision.
Just an update.
It's a difference in the IFRIC update, right?
No, I know. I'm agreeing. It shouldn't be in here. Yeah. But I do just maybe one editorial comment is based on some of the analysis that I had my team do and looking at others, I don't know how you could meet the requirements of 44A without doing a reconciliation. So if there were to be some sort of standard setting, perhaps it would be to make the reconciliation mandatory, as well as tying back to the balance sheet and cash flow, which could eliminate the issue. So we did see a lot of differences in how people did it. If you look at what the firms have as potential kind of illustrative examples, there's a wide variety in terms of level of detail and other things, but I just don't know how you could meet 44A without doing a reconciliation. But I do agree with what the staff has written.
I suspect your observation might be relevant for Catherine going forward with her disclosure project. I'll leave that debate with Catherine for another day.
Be clear, that's a Sue and Catherine debate.
Ongoing debate, which we both enjoy profoundly. At least I do, I don't know. Okay. Am I allowed to make a suggestion for the agenda decision? What struck me when I reread the paper and also went and looked at IES 7 again was that I think that the reason why we may have ended up with this question and the challenge in the first place that led to the question might be because some people might have misread IES 7. And what I was a little bit concerned about and what I think this agenda decision will be helpful with is that some may have thought that as long as they provided a reconciliation, they didn't have to worry about 44A anymore, whereas the requirement is to provide disclosures that enable investors to do what's set out in 44A. So obviously this is, if you agree, this is going to be a final agenda decision, so we can't tinker too much. But one suggestion that I had, just to try and make sure that that was abundantly clear, was simply to, if you look at the draft agenda decision on page 8, if in the second paragraph we were to make the first sentence, which just quotes paragraph 44A, a standalone paragraph in its own right, and then move to a new paragraph that starts with "to the extent necessary," it'll just make paragraph 44A stand out by itself, and so it might just make it a little bit more noticeable for people from a signalling perspective. So that was sort of one suggestion slash request from the Chair that I thought might be a helpful slight change to the draft. With that, can I get a show of hands on who would support the draft, the proposed agenda decision?
Is everyone?
With that
change. 13.
13, and is that with my change in it? Is that right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, so Catherine stays at the table and changes her hat.